I'm going to ask you to get a little up close and personal with somebody that you don't even know. You know how magazines like Details and GQ are giving men self-images that are as unrealistic as women's? Well, that syndrome is reaching a new high, or a low, as the case may be.
I've always thought, love me, love my back. But what if there's so much hair that I can't love me?
That's right. We're talking back waxing. And so, radio producer John Marston decided to take the matter into his own hands. Well, actually, I guess it was into the hands of Barbara Siegel at Total Skincare, which is a salon in Boston.
Now, how much is this going to hurt?
It's not going to feel great, but it's going to feel just like me pulling a Band-Aid off.
Well, you see, all these
Up
people
low.
told me.
What did they tell you?
Well, they told me to drink a lot of wine beforehand.
Maybe a few tranquilizers, too.
Oh, well, I mean.
No, it's not that bad. Okay, I'm putting the wax on. I'm putting the fabric on. Now, suck it up, John. Here we go.
Oh. Ow.
Do you feel okay?
Yeah.
We're moving up towards the
It's
nape
very
of the
hot.
neck. You think it's very hot?
Ow.
Oh. I know.
I understand the wine. No. But Barbara, how do you get into this? When was the moment that you knew it was going to be big?
I think it was when the tennis player Agassi had his chest hair removed, that more men came out and wanted to have their hair removed from their back and their chest. And it's always been big, I guess, with the bodybuilders. So it's now for everyone.
Is this what women want?
Yes, they want hair on the chest and no hair on the back.
Well, I've gone through my whole life with a hairy back. What's wrong?
It's not smooth. You're halfway done.
I'm halfway done. When you're looking at my back, I mean, it's sort of like the neighbor's lawn. I mean, where do you suddenly stop mowing the lawn?
You can stop so you won't see a line a little below where the tush starts.
Do you ever get carried away?
Oh, I could get carried away very easily. It's been a few times. If I start waxing a guy's back and he'll say, go a little further, by the time I'm through, I've taken off every inch of hair he has.
Oh. Now, Barbara, what's the part of your job that you enjoy the most?
I love making people happy.
Do you ever feel like an artist?
As I'm looking at you, I can see I am. Today I'm Picasso, tomorrow I can be Renoir. It's the shaping. It's the contouring. And I think you have to have a little bit of an artistic flair.
So that's how you can look at me and see that there's a job well done?
Yep, I think so. I'm very satisfied. You're almost done. You're very smooth.
Well, thank you.
I had to do that.
So do you have any advice for now that I don't have any hair on my back? I mean, part of the whole idea here is that I'll be in a better position to meet somebody special.
If you sit here in the front office, you can choose and pick your women. That's why a lot of men come here, too. So wasn't it worth it?
Now I understand.
Okay.
And they'll know that I don't have a hairy back because I'm here.
That's right. They'll want you.
John Marston says that Barbara Siegel told him that if he wanted to maintain his newly sleek and shiny dorsal side, he should come back once a month. He said he felt practically reptilian in that he has reconciled himself to a life with a hairy back.